Hello, everybody. It's Mrs. Marin, and today we're going to discuss Taekwondo rank structure, specifically color belt rank structure. Now, the martial arts follows a rank structure that is based off the military rank system. Now, what purpose this serves is a direction for the younger ranks to follow and learn respect and discipline. So as students gain knowledge and gain rank, we also learn how to use that authority in a humble way. First, we have to learn respect, and we have to respect our seniors. And seniors do have authority over juniors. They learn to respect juniors as fellow students and human beings. And finally, students learn to respect themselves as we develop our self-esteem, perseverance, and self-control. So how do we progress from a no belt to a white belt and up through the rank structure? We progress through our testings. And in our testings, we get up in front of our higher ranks and show off. We show the knowledge that we've developed over the course of that training period we just finished. We work on our self-esteem, especially because now we're getting up in front of people that we may or may not know. And we have to have the self-confidence to get up there and demonstrate. What happens if we make a mistake? Everybody makes mistakes, and that's okay. That's how we learn. That's how we get better at everything we do in life. Now, I have had some parents and students ask, what belt comes next? So I'm going to review that with you guys right now. And as a reminder, when we're color belts, we are grades. We're in elementary and high school. When we make black belt, we become degrees, kind of like when we go to college. So our color belt rank structure is going to be 9th grade white belt, 8th grade orange belt, 7th grade yellow belt, 6th grade camel belt, 5th grade green belt, 4th grade purple belt, 3rd grade blue belt, 2nd grade brown belt, and then 1st grade red belt. Now there is an interim rank that some of you guys have seen. It is called black belt recommended. That means you're not quite a black belt yet, but you're still a little bit further along than the color belts. Black belt recommendeds have to do something called a midterm before they can test for first degree decided black belt. As junior color belts, it is important that we demonstrate proper knowledge and etiquette to the higher ranks. So what exactly does that mean? Well, let's say you're a camouflage belt and you're coming into class, you bow on the floor, and you notice sitting down waiting for the next class to start is a blue belt. Well, how we show proper respect is we would walk over to that blue belt and we would stand feet together and bow to them. We're showing them respect because they have worked very hard, in many cases over a year, to get to that blue belt. Another thing we should not do as junior ranks, we don't extend our hand to shake that of a high rank. The proper etiquette is that the high rank extends their hand to shake the junior's hand. So sometimes if you see a high rank not extend their hand out to shake yours, it's probably because you extended yours first. So I have a quick little story for you guys. Most of you guys know me as one of the high ranks at Changing Lives Martial Arts. But once upon a time, there was a young man who was actually my son, and he was a much higher rank than I was. So in order to show respect to him, when he was on the floor or anywhere in the dojang, I would have to go over and stand feet together and bow to him to show him the proper respect that he deserved for all of his years of training. So I want everyone to start to practice that when you come into the dojang for your next class.